Hi, welcome to episode 357 of the Fantastic Forecast. I'm Dave Elliott. Back in episode 265, I was secretly replaced by Folger's Instant Crystals. Today, Fantastic Four 357 from October 1991. The Monster Among Us, or The Huge Retcon Among Us, by Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. So the issue begins in Reed's lab, where everyone is gathered around while he runs some tests on Johnny using his brain patternizer. Next, he finishes with Johnny, and it's Ben's turn to have his brain patternized. Johnny wonders aloud if the machine will be able to register anything as microscopic as Ben's brain. Hearty har har. Reed explains that the brain patternizer will help him develop additional security precautions for the building. You know, I think it's strange that he didn't explain that before they started taking turns standing in the machine. It seems that when Reed tells them to stand in some crazy invention of his and hook up a device to their heads, they don't ask questions. He says he'll use the information to develop a bioelectric field that will surround their headquarters and prevent any outside forces from seizing control over their minds. Elijah the Skrull enters the room and asks if her husband is there, and Johnny says he is. And Reed says that she's right on time. He wants to put her in the machine. Well, she wants no part of having her brain patternized, even though Reed says there will be no damage to her, no danger. Ben says that even Franklin did it. Elijah says that she would rather have her and Johnny move out instead of taking part in such a thing and risking her health, even though, maybe Tom DeFalco isn't aware of this, but Elijah and Johnny don't live there at the building. They have their own apartment. So I don't know what she's talking about. Sue stops her and tells her that Reed would never do anything to endanger their health, and gets Elijah to stay and listen to what Reed has to say. Meanwhile, at the maximum security prison for supervillains known as the Vault, in the Colorado Rocky Mountains, a guard stops to ask the Mad Thinker what he's daydreaming about, and Mad Thinker says he's not daydreaming, he's in the process of destroying the Fantastic Four. The guard doesn't take him seriously, he just says, "Oh, well, have a good time," and walks away. They really should train these guards on the superpowers of their prisoners a little bit better. The Mad Thinker has various robot bodies, which he can transfer his consciousness from body to body. So prison, it really doesn't work out too well on him. And he does just that. He transfers his brain over to another Mad Thinker body back in his Manhattan lab, just as a guest arrives. It's the Puppet Master. And they seem to be cooking up some kind of scheme together. PM says that he's desperate for help, and Mad Thinker replies, "That's obvious. Otherwise, he would not have employed the talents," and he uses the word talent loosely, "of the new warriors." Yeah, that is pretty desperate, if you ask me. Puppet Master tells the Thinker that his stepdaughter Alicia seems to be acting strange lately, and he wants to know why. The Thinker replies that he will share his thoughts on the subject in exchange for one thing. A small favor. Just a tiny, small, easy favor. The Puppet Master must destroy the Fantastic Four. The Puppet Master replies, "That's insane! I fought them many times, and always lost!" Mad Thinker hands Puppet Master a note, and says that as soon as the FF read it, they're as good as dead. But before we can find out what's on that note, maybe it's a recipe for my mom's liver dumpling soup, that'll kill anyone. We head over to an art gallery where Elijah the Skrull is discussing her artwork with a curator who tells her that her new stuff is not selling very well. No one likes her abstract pieces. Everyone prefers her older stuff. And waiting outside is her husband Johnny, who's busy juggling some balls of flames to entertain several attractive women who clearly are enamored with Johnny and not pleased to find out that he has a wife. And as Johnny walks away with Elijah the Skrull, he finds himself looking back at one of the chicks, a blonde, and he clearly would like to give her a turn at juggling his balls. Later, back at headquarters, Johnny's in the kitchen with Sue, and she asks her brother why he seems distracted. He replies, "What could be wrong? I've got rhythm, youth, health, a beautiful wife, and the ever-loving Human Torch. Ben may think he's the idol of millions, but I'm the real thing. Sue mentions that he forgot to mention his humility. Johnny turns the conversation over to talk about Reed and Sue and their marriage. He asks why they always seem so happy, like they're still on their honeymoon. Sue replies that it takes practice, and it also takes a husband with elastic powers who can please his woman in ways that no other husband can possibly imagine. But she doesn't mention that. Sue returns to Reed's lab with a cup of coffee, and he tells her that he's been looking at the brain scans, and one of them seems to be exhibiting some rather intriguing anomalies. And we see that Lijah is hiding behind a corner, listening in. I guess she gave in and let him scan her brain. That could be a problem, since she's a Skrull. Meanwhile, the puppet master is back at home, reading the note from the Mad Thinker, and he's found himself in a bit of a quandary. He can't kill the Fantastic Four, because it turns out his daughter, Alicia, needs the Fantastic Four to save her life. So what exactly can Puppet Master do? A few hours later, Ben is getting a midnight snack from the fridge. Basically, everything in the fridge. And he hears a loud crash from Reed's lab. And he runs in and he finds a mysterious figure in the dark, messing with one of Reed's devices. And of course, it's clobbering time. But as Ben runs at the person, fist raised, the person changes shape. He flies around, dodges Ben's punches, and then wraps around him like a snake. But Ben tosses him, or her, probably a her, aside. The person runs back over to Reed's brain scanning device, and when Ben tries to punch the person, they move out of the way, and Ben smashes the brain scanner. The mysterious person runs out of the room, and a second later, Ben runs out into the hall and comes across Lijah the Skrull. He asks her, "Alicia, what are you doing up? Did you hear or feel anything pass by? Anything slimy?" She says that nothing has come her way, and asks her why he seems so agitated. The rest of the FF arrive and ask what the commotion is. Reed says he'll run a security sweep, and he finds his brain scanner is all smashed up. Johnny says he couldn't find any sign of any intruders, and Franklin enters the room saying that maybe his Uncle Ben had a bad dream. Ben says he knows what he saw. It was real, not a dream, and he storms out of the room. Sue asks Reed if he's going to build a new brain scanner, and he says he's already saved the results on his backup system, so there's no need to build a new one. Whoever broke into the lab was probably trying to destroy those results. So later, Ben Grimm is walking along in the rain in a hat and a trench coat, as he often does, when Puppet Master runs up to him and says he wants to talk. But Ben, he no want to talk, he want to punch Puppet Master in the face. But before the punching can begin, Puppet Master says they have some common ground, their love for Alicia, and she's in danger, and they have to save her. Ben says she looked just fine the last time he saw her, a few minutes ago. Puppet Master says that he must trust him for Alicia's sake. Back at FF headquarters, Johnny and Lijah the Skrull are wondering what it was that Ben saw, and why was Reed's machine destroyed. They figure it's probably the work of the Puppet Master. But she changes the subject and tells him she has big news and he better be within kissing distance. But before she can deliver this news, like perhaps maybe she's pregnant, I suppose, Ben busts down the door and tells Johnny to get back away from his wife. Johnny notices that the Puppet Master is standing behind Ben as Ben says that he plans to kill Johnny's wife. Back in Reed's lab, Sue sees these events unfolding on the monitor. I guess this is what she does in her spare time, spying on her teammates in the building security systems. And she's about to run off to keep Ben from beating up her brother, but Reed grabs her and tells her to stop. She immediately assumes that Puppet Master has gotten to Reed. Back with Johnny, he flames on, but Ben rips out the flame-proof carpet and wraps it around Johnny, while Lijah the Skrull runs out into the hall and tries to get away. Ben smashes down another door and chases after her. He says, "I ain't ever seen a blind girl run as fast as her." Johnny flies after him and tells him to fight against the Puppet Master's control, but the only thing Ben wants to fight is Lijah the Skrull. He smashes through a wall and finds Lijah in the FF's hangar bay. She tries to mess with his mind, saying, "Ben, get a hold of yourself. You once cared for me." But he shouts back that he never cared for her. Johnny arrives and starts shooting flames at Ben, and Ben rips up a big metal piece of something and swings it at Johnny, but Johnny melts it down. Ben finds a fire extinguisher and uses it to douse Johnny and his flames. Ben yells out to a frightened Lijah the Skrull, "Alicia, I'm coming for you." Out in the hall, Reed and Sue are running their way. They arrive and find Ben taking some powerful swings at Lijah the Skrull. Reed mentions to Sue that one of their brain scans wasn't human, and Lijah tells Ben to calm down. She'll do whatever he asks. Johnny tells Reed to grab Ben and protect his wife, but Reed says that won't be necessary. And then Puppet Master says they've arrived to witness a stunning revelation. Everyone looks down at Lijah the Skrull as she transforms back into a Skrull. Okay, it's not really much of a surprise since I've been calling her Lijah the Skrull the whole time. But I'm telling you, if you were reading this comic in 1991, it would blow your mind. You mean Johnny's been married to a Skrull the entire time? Well, to find out whatever happened to the real Alicia, we'll have to wait until next issue, the FF's 30th anniversary special, a story called, appropriately enough, Whatever Happened to Alicia? So that's it for today. You can download other episodes at iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. If you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over. I used to ring.